We're on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and it's four lines up before the end. The Mishnah said, "Shtaim Hachitzonios Asuros Zuim Zu." So Gemara asks, "Amai? What's the reason why the Chitzonios are Asuros Zu Bezu? After all, Kevon the Arve Lehu Chitzonos Bahadiam Tzoyas, since the outer Chatzeros, the extreme Chatzeros on the two polar extremes, they made an Erev together with the Chatzer HaEmtzoyos, HaEmtzois, and they left the Erev in his bias in the Chatzer HaEmtzoyos, Havi Leichada. Shouldn't we consider them as all living Dorim Bevais Echad? They're all living in the same house where they left the Erev, and that would allow all of them to use the Eruv and to take from one bias to the other and from each of the batim into the Chatzeros. Why the Asuros Zu'im Zu? And the Gemara offers two answers to this question. Omar Rav Yehuda, answer number one. Kigon, the Mishnah is talking about the following scenario. Shenosna Emtsois Eruvo Bazu Ve'eruvo Bazu. In other words, we're not talking about a case where the Chitzonios left their Eruv in the Emtzais, in the Chatz in the middle. If they had done that, Enochinami, it would all be considered one Dira, one Bias, and everyone would be Mutar Zemze. But rather, we're talking about a case where the middle Chatzer left an Eruv twice. Once he left an Eruv in the Chatz of Chitzonis on this end, and the other Erev he left in the Chitzonis on the other end. And therefore the Emtzois himself is considered as if he is living together with both this Chitzona and this Chitzona, but the Chitzonis themselves cannot be considered as if they are all living in one house, and therefore they cannot use they cannot carry from one chitzona to the other chitzona. They could other only carry into the emtzais. Rav Sheshes offers a different approach, a different answer. Afilu temishen nosnu eruvan beemtzais. Even if you'll tell me that both chitzonos placed their eruv, each one respectively, in the hands of the emtzais, nevertheless they are not mutar zubazu, the two chitzonios. And why is that? Kigom, because the Mishnah is talking about a case shenosnuhu b'shnei bat. In the Chatzer Amtzois, there were two different houses. There were those who lived in the Chatzer Chitzona Achas, and they placed an Eruv in one of the two batim in the Chatzer Amtzois, whereas the Chatzer, the Dayori HaChatzer Chitzona on the other end, they gave the Eruv to a different bias in the same Chatzer Amtzois. So they never really gave their Eruv together in one bias, and that's why the Dayorim of the Chitzonios are considered as if they're in two separate places. And therefore, Asurim Heim Zebozeh. Kiman. The Gemara wants to know, Akash on Rav Sheshes, according to which of two Shitos in the following Brisa does Rav Sheshes maintain his principle? If Rav Sheshes is saying that they both, right, both Chitzonios left their Erev in two different batim in the middle Chotzer, and that's why they're not Nidon, they're not considered as if they're all Dorim V'yachad, does he hold like Beit Shammai? To Sanya, we have a Braisa, Chamisha Shegovu Es Eruvam. If there are five different Dayorim that are living in various different houses, in one, sharing one chatzer, and they collected their eruv from every one of the dayori chatzer, pas, for the purpose of an eruv chatzer, nosnu lishnei v'shnei kelim, and they put their eruv into two different utensils that are omdim bevayis echad. They're both being left in one house, and they left miktas ha'eruv b'kli echad or miktas Bekli Acher, so they left half of the Eruv in one utensil and half in a different utensil. Then Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Eruvon Eruv. That's not a valid Erev Chatzeros, because they left it into two separate Kelim. And Beisil Omrim Eruv on Eruv. And the Gemara understands that according to Beit Shammai, we're not differentiating between an Eruv that was left in one house in two different Kelim, or an Eruv that was placed into two different houses in one chatzer. And it comes out that Rav Sheshes, who disqualifies an Eruv that was left in two different batim, he reflects the Shita of Beit Shammai. And again, that's going to be a tema, because we always paskin like Beis Hillel. So again, what we're saying is that the battleground here between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel crosses the following borders. It applies, number one, in a case where the Eruv was left in one house, but in two different Kelim. And number two, in an Eruv that was left in two different houses within one Chatzer. And in both of these cases, Beit Shammai are going to undermine, or shall we say, disqualify the Eruv, Ein Eruv Am Eruv, either because they left the two respective Erevin in two different houses in one Chatzer, or because they left it in one Bayis but in two different Kelim. Now it seems like Rav Sheshes, in his understanding of Kigon Shenasnu Vishnei Batim, is reflecting the Shita of Beit Shammai, because Beis Hillel doesn't seem to be impressed by the fact that it was left in two different Batim, as long as these two batim belong to one chatzer, and that's similar to the case of two kelim in the same bayis. And Beis Hillel will qualify the Eruv. So Gemara answers, no, afilu teim Beis Hillel, there's no kasha here, even if Rav Sheshes agrees to Beis Hillel, adkan lo kami Beis Hillel hasam, when did Beis Hillel say that the Eruv is kasha, that's only Ella, b'shnei kelim b'bayis echad, in the case of two kelim in one house. Avol, but in the case of an Eruv that was left in two different batim within one chatzer, lo. In that case, even Beis Hillel would disqualify the Eruv. So therefore, Rav Sheshes, who's talking about Kigon Shenasnu B'Shnei Batim, reflects the Shita of Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel only argues with Beit Shammai and his Machshir in two kelim in one house, but not in two different batim. So we're now asking Akasha on Rabbi Yehuda and on Rav Sheshes, on the two of them. Right, it was Rabbi Yehuda who said that the Mishnah's case was where the Chitzonios gave, right, it wasn't a case where the Chitzonios gave their Erev to the Emtsoyis, that would be fine, but rather they left, the Emtsoyis left two different Erevs, one in the bias of this Chatzur Chitzon and the other in the bias of the second Chatzur Chitzon. So Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, Rav Sheshes Kasha. The Gemara is going to analyze that this Machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, and specifically the Shita Beit Shammai, Beis Hillel, presents a problem for both Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Why is that so? Le Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, the Omar. He said, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah is talking about a case Kigon Shenasna Haim Tzoyes Eru Bazu Bazu Eru Bazu. That it was the Chatzar Haim Tzoyes that left their Eruv both in this Chitzona and in the other Chitzona. Then we have to ask the following question. Kerivon De erva emtsois behade. In other words, since the erva of the chatzar emtsois was left together with the chatzar chitzona, let's say one of the two chatzars, havile chada, they both become like one bias, one entity. V'chi hodra erva behadi doch. Now, when the emtsois goes ahead and sets up his Erev with the other Chitzona, And now he has an Erev with both the first Chitzona and the second, Ishlichusei Ovdei. In other words, he is Memela, the Shliach of the Chatzer Chitzona Rishona, the first one. And he's in effect, he's creating a Dira of all the three Chitzeres in one bias. Natsu kulam kidoros bebayis echod, and therefore we should be matir, even the Dayori Chitzona, to use the Chotzer HaChitzona on the other side. So that's difficult. In other words, just to summarize, that from the moment that the Emtsois set up an Eruv with the Chitzona Ashniya, the second Chitzona, and we assume he's a Shliach of the Chatzar Rishona, the Chitzona Rishona, then all three are considered living in the second Bais Chitzona. Because now the first Chitzona is putting up an Eruv through Shlichus in the Chitzona Shniya. So we don't even need the Eruv of the Rishon, when he was Ma'ariv with the Emtsois, it's not even necessary to do so if we assume that the Chitzona is, the Emtsois becomes a Shliach for the, on behalf of the Rishona, to make an Erev with the Chatzer HaChitzona Shniya. Ulu Rav Sheshes Kasha, we have a difficulty to raise against Rav Sheshes as well. How could he say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the Dayorim of the Chatzer HaChitzona, or shall we say the Chatzeros HaChitzonos, set up their Erev in two different Batim in the same Chatzer Emtsois, which means Tehevi Kechamisha Sheshruyim BeChatzer Achas. Let this be judged or defined as five different people who are living in different houses in one chotzer. And what happened? Shachach echmem v'lo iriv. One of the five didn't leave an eruv. And in such a case, the Asri Adoy, the din is that they're osrim zed zed. In other words, even if the other four dayorim of the other four batim within this chotzer set up an eruv zem zed, they're all prohibited from tiltul from the batim into the chotzer. Now, what undermines and disqualifies this eruv is the fact that shachach echem mehem v'lo eruv, one of the five families, shall we say, was not part of the eruv. Now, if we apply that here, in the case of dayari chitzonos, the chitzonos are to be considered like dorim b'shnei batim shonim b'chotzer emtsayis, and v'lo irvu ze'im ze'. According to Rav Sheshes, they never made an heir of one with the other, therefore asurim heim ze'im ze'. And if that be the case, yasru af adorim b'chotzer emtsayis lahotzim b'tehem alachotzer. Once you've undermined the entire entity of the heir of chatzeris, then even the emtsayis will now not be able to, he will not be able to carry from his house into the chotzer. Omalei Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi turns to Rav Acha Brei Rav Yavir, and he says to him, Lo l'Rav Yehuda kasha v'lo l'Rav Sheshes kasha. You, Rav Acha, wanted to raise a question to disprove both Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. Says Rav Ashi, neither of them are difficult. There's no kasha neither on Rav Yehuda nor on Rav Sheshes. And now he explains. L'Rav Yehuda lo kasha, you have no question on Rav Yehuda as to why the Emtsois is not making a shliach for the Chitzona. And the reason is the Kavan, the Erva la Emtsois, Bahari Chitzona, since the Erev was made with the Dayone HaMtsoyis, linking them up with the Dayore HaChitzona, but in contrast, Shtayim, the Dayorim of Shtayim Hachitzonos, Bahari Adodi Lo Erv. They never made an Erv one with the other. And that I understand now is Goli Daite, the Dayori Hachotz Hachitzonim were Megaladas, they revealed their intention, Debaha Nichale, Ubaha Lo Nichale. That what suits them fine and finds favor in their eyes is to put the Eruv with or in the possession of the Dayori Hamtzois, the Chotzotzois. But what they cannot tell, what they can understand, Lotov Beinam, is Laniach Eruv im Dayori Hachotzachitzona Hashnia, to leave the Eruv in the possession of the second Chotzachitzona. Right, that's lo nichale, and therefore you cannot possibly say that the dayorei hamtzois are the shluchim of the dayorei achitzona, since the dayorei achitzona, I mean the first chitzona, were not interested in making an eruv with dayorei chitzona shnia. That's called lo nichale, lo tov beinam. It wasn't. It didn't find favor. They didn't get excited or approve that their eruv should be with the dayoni chotzachitzona, the second on the other polar end. They were only interested in creating an eruv with the emtzois. So the Gemara says, "Lurav sheshes lo kasha." There's no question on Rav sheshes. Because this is like Chaimisha Dorim B'chotzer Achas, and one of them did not participate in the Eruv. And Im Omru, if the Chachamim said that through the Eruv, it's as if they are Diurim, it's as if they left their Eruv for the purpose of Diurim, and they live now in the Chotzer, where they left the Eruv, that's Lahakel, that's going to make it easier for the Meinichim, that they're going to be allowed to be Metaltel from their Chotzer to the Chotzer in which they left their Eruv. And Yomru, will the Chachamim say in this case that we judge them Kidiyurin, as if they're all living in one Chotzer Lahachmir? What does it mean Lahachmir? It means that if they left, if two of them left an Erev in one Chatzer and they didn't make an Erev one with the other, then that might asu the entire Chatzer, even on those that were darned there from the Tchila. So let's just quickly, review the Shitos of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Sheshes about why the Shtei Chitzonios are prohibited with each other, they're not considered joined together in an Erev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the case of the Mishnah is where the middle chotzer placed its eruv in the outer chotzer, and also another eruv in the other outer chotzer. But there's nothing that integrates the two outer chotzeros. According to Rav Sheshes, even if I assume that they both gave respectively their eruvin into the emtzois, so both the residents of the two outer chitzeros placed their Erev into the middle one, nevertheless, it would not be considered as one joint entity. They wouldn't be incorporated into one bias, one dira. Why? Because the case is where they placed their Erev into two different houses. So the middle chotzer had many houses that's fed into the common chotzer, that middle chotzer, and both chitzonios, although they did leave an Erev in the chotzer amtzois, but in two different bat. And the Gemara thinks that reflects the shita of Beit Shammai, because in the case of five residents of one single chotzer, and they collected bread from each one of them to make their Eruv, if they put it into two kelim, then Beit Shammai says that it's not a valid Eruv. Beis Hillel does validate the Eruv. Now, Beis Hillel doesn't require that the Erev be placed in one single location. After all, the Erev in this case was placed in two different kelim. So Rav Sheshes, in his explanation of the Mishnah, invalidating the Erev because it was placed in two houses, would obviously have to follow the Shita Beit Shammai, because Beis Hillel did not require that the Erev be placed in a single location. And the Gemara answers, no. We can reconcile Rav Sheshes with Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel only said what they said there, Chosam, and that's the case where there were two kelim in one house. But as far as leaving each one, respectively, the two chitonios in two batim, that even according to Beis Hillel would not be a valid Eruv that would combine them together. Then the Gemara says, well, we have a kasha on both Rav Yehuda and Rav Sheshes. This was the kasha of Rav Acha, and it was all based on an analysis, or shall we say a logical svara. On the one hand, it's difficult according to Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda said that Rav Shimon is referring to a case in which the middle chatzer placed its eruv in the outer chatzeros, and we're talking about a case of Nostem Tzaris Eruvo Bezu Veruv Bezu, right? And he doubled it up, and the Tzaris gave another pass, another Eruv he set up in the other Chitzona, then logic would tell me that's Havi Lechada. It's one with that Chatzer, meaning the Emtzoyes should be the linkage here to integrate both Chitzonos. And the logic here is that, let's go step by step. In stage number one, the Emtzoyes left his Eruv in one Chitzona. Now the two become one, let's say we'll call it one Bayis or one Chotzer. Now when the Emtzoyes goes ahead and leaves a second Eruv with the other Chitzona, then shouldn't we assume Shlichusa Avda, that the Emtzoyes now is acting as an agent on behalf of the first Chotzer, the Chitzona, as well. And now the first Chitzona becomes incorporated into the Eruv between the Emtzoyes and the second Chitzona. And the second Eruv now serves to join the middle Chotzer and the first Chitzona together with the second Chitzona. And all three Chatzeros are now one. Everything is integrated into one single entity, and it should be allowed to carry throughout all the three chatzeros. So that's the kasha on Rav Yehuda. And then there was another kasha that was raised against Rav Sheshes, who said the Mishnah's case was that the two outer chitzonis gave their eruv into different houses in the middle, in the chatzer emtzoyis. And the question is now, this should be similar to five people who live in one chatzer, and one of them forgot to do the Erev and join with the other four in the Erev. And the principle here is Asri Hadodi. In other words, they prohibit each other from carrying because these remain independent domains within the Chatzer. Again, only because it was left in two different houses. And also in our case, since the residents of each of the outer chitzonis are now viewed as living in the middle chatzer, and that's through the eruv that they placed in the middle chatzer, they lack a common eruv, because each eruv was placed into a different house, and therefore they should render carrying prohibited even in the middle chatzer, and that's called the Asrei Ahadod. And the rule here is that carrying is usur in a chatzer when the residents don't share a single common eruv, even if each resident is not really completely independent. He does share an eruv with the other residents, but not all the residents share one common eruv. So if a chatzer's Dayorim, or residents, are split into two groups. Each group has its own Eruv, then carrying is prohibited in the Chatzah, because it remains distinct domains within the Chatzah. And this comes out clearly from Beis Hillel, that carrying is forbidden in a Chatzah when one single Eruv has been divided and placed into separate houses. So Rav Ashi comes to solve both these difficulties, both these objections to Rav Yudin and Rav Sheshis respectively. And he says the following: there's no kasha according to Rav Yehud, no kasha according to Rav Sheshis. According to Rav Yudin, there's no kasha because since the middle chatzer joined in a separate Erev which with each of the chitzonios. But the problem is that the two chitzonios, the outer chitzonios, never joined in an Erev with each other. They now revealed, right, each outer chatzer, each chitzona revealed its attitude. That's called the Gili Das. That Baha Nichale, Baha Lo Nichale. No, they're willing to merge each one with the middle chatzah, but not with each other. And if they fail to merge with each other, then the residents of the outer chatzahs, in so far as they've displayed that they're unwilling to incorporate with each other, the middle chatzah therefore cannot act as their agent. Right? The whole kasha was built on the concept of agency, that the emtzois now becomes a shliach on behalf of the chitzona rishona, but that's not so, because they decided, each one of them, they want to make an erev with the emtzois, but not with each other. And the middle chitzona now can no longer function as a shliach against their will, and therefore the middle chitzona merges with the second one. But on the other hand, it doesn't act on behalf of the first one. And that's called, in the language of the Gemara, Galia Daite Debaha Nichale Ubaha Lo Nichale. That each one of the chitzonios, by failing or refusing, shall we say, to merge with each other, they have now displayed and publicized their unwillingness to incorporate with each other. And therefore, as we said before, the emtzois cannot serve as the shliach, and there's no merger over here. Well, Rav Sheshis lo kasha. Rav Sheshis is not difficult. Why? Im omru diurim lahakel, yomru diurim lahachmir. When Chazal enacted the laws of Erev Chatzeros, they said that placing an Erev in a Chatzer makes all the participants as resonants, but that's to bring about a leniency. And when they place their Erev in the house, any particular house within the Chatzer, that's considered, they're all considered residents in that house, and that's Lahakil, to allow them to carry from the house into the Chatzer. That's a Kula. But therefore, Yomru Diurim Lahachmir, will they also say that placing an Erev in a Chatzer renders the participants as residents to bring about a chumra, a stringency, meaning that the residents of the outer chatzer do not actually live in the middle chatzer, and how could they cause some sort of restriction to the middle chatzer? In other words, the outer chatzer can legally merge with the middle chatzer only to remove the iser midrabbanan of carrying from one domain to another, but that their merger with the middle chatzer should generate any chumras and cause any restrictions, that we've never heard. Now, getting back to Rav Shimon's psak, that we cited that the chachamim, the dissenting opinion of the chachamim, and let's analyze their dissenting view. So we're up to Omer Rav Yudah Marav, which is right here, four lines up before the end of the Amud. And this statement of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, we've already mentioned back in the Mishnah Daf Mem Hei, with regard to three chatzeros that are psuchos zolazu, and they're also psuchos shusarabim, and they made an eruv the chitzonos with the emtsoyes, but they didn't make an eruv amongst themselves. And we said that he muteresi moyem, right? The emtsoyes is now muter with them in the overlap. Vehein ima, and them, they with the emtsoyes, but the chitzonos, and only the chitzonos, are asura zulzu, and that's the statement of Rabbi Shimon. Chachamim disagree, and they say that reshus achas, meaning the chotzer emtsoyes, mishameshes l'shtei reshuyos. It functions like two chatzeros of both of the chitzonios, and the shtei chitzonios, chatzeros chitzonios now are allowed to use and carry together with the chatzer emtsoyes. And once there was an eruv with the emtsoyes, then we allow tiltul from tiltul chafotzim sheshavsu b'chatzerosam eleha. So let me just read the beer here. He says, "May achar v'shtei hachitzonos lo irvu zu im zu, yeshkan shtei reshuyos shonos. Mikaven shem tzoyis irva gam im zu v'gam im zu nimta shezu moshchasa lekan ki iludora hi ima and hashniya moshchasa lader ima." How do we judge and define this case where the Emtsoyes made an Erev with each of those two Chitzonios, which are Reshuyos Shonos, and each one is pulling, so to speak, in its direction, right? One Erev is pulling towards the first Chitzon and the second towards the second, and a person can't live in two different places at the same time. Is the fichach donen anu osa michad gisakilu hi dora bechitzona haachas? So therefore, we're gonna consider as if she, meaning the chotzer emtsoyes on one side, is living with one, you know, sharing a dira with one of the chitzonas on that side, and asur lishtamish mashniya. But on the other hand, it's as if the chitzona lives or shares a dira together with the second chitzona on the other side, and she's asura im harishona. Again, if the chatzeros were ma'arvos zuim zu, then we would define all three as doras heim b'shus achas, and then there'd be mutaros kulam zu b'zu. But that's not what happened in this case. And that's how we want to summarize here, that according to the Shita of Rav, both Rav Shimon and the Chachamim allow the Dayori Chitzonos of this Chitzon and that Chitzon, Lishtamishim Hem Tzoyis. But the machlokas here is with regard to the dayorim in the chotzer emtsoyes. Rav Shimon is going to be matir for them to be mishtamesh with the chitzonios. The chachamim say that's asur, as we said before, because there are two different reshuyos here, and the emtsoyes has to decide one way or the other. He cannot live in two different makomos. And hence, the emtsoyes cannot serve to link up the two chitzonios. Now Rabbi Yehuda continues in the name of Rav, and he says, "Ki amrisa kamei de Shmuel." When Rabbi Yehuda says, "When I said this over to, in front of Shmuel in the name of Rav, Shmuel rejected it." Omar Lee, he said, and here we're going to turn to Daf Memtes Omen Aleph. Af zu divrei Rabbi Shimon. Meaning that even according to Rabbi Shimon, who's Mekil, he'll concede in this case that the Emtsoyis are not mutaros, they're not permitted to be mishtamish with ritzonos. It's a one-directional heter. Only the chitzonos can be mishtamish im ha-emtsoyis, but not the other way around. Because again, as far as the emtsoyis is concerned, he has to make a decision, where is he living, where is his dira? You know, which one of the two chitzonios he's living in, but he can't have his cake and eat it too. Aval chachamim, they're going to be machmir even more than that, and omrim sheshloshnan asuros, that all three chatzeros are asuros, whether it's the chitzonos together with the emtsoyis, or the emtsoyis together with the chitzonos, and how much more so the chitzonos are osro zu im zu. So just to summarize, we have machlokes shin Rav and Shmuel on two different counts. Number one, as far as the sheet of Rav Shimon is concerned, Rav would be matir, he would argue that Rav Shimon would be matir both for the chitzonos to enjoy carrying into the emtsoyis, or the emtsoyis carrying a bimishtamish with the chitzonos. And he doesn't generate an iser except for the chitzonos lishtami zubazu. That's what comes out according to Rav. According to Shmuel, on the other hand, Rabbi Shimon is not going to be matir except for the chitzonos lishtami shim emtsoyos. He's going to generate an iser on the emtsoyos to be mishtamish with the chitzona. So that's machlokes number one between Rav and Shmuel. And it's all about Rabbi Shimon. And Rav would say that Rabbi Shimon is matir for the chitzonos to enjoy the benefit of the emtsoyos, or the emtsoyos benefiting from the chitzonos. And it's just the two chitzonos that are also, whereas according to Shmuel, Rav Shimon is not going to be matir for the chitzonos to mishtamish in the emtsoyos. He's going to aser the emtsoyos from being mishtamish with the chitzonos. And he's not going to be matir the chitzonos to mishtamish with the emtsoyos. Now that's machlokas number one. Now we have machlokas number two between Rav and Shmuel, not in Rav Shim, but in the Chachomim. Because according to Rav, even the Chachomim, despite the fact that they are osrim vis-a-vis the emtsoyis, to be mishtamish with either one of the two chitzonios, but nevertheless, they would be matir the chitzonos to be mishtamish with the emtsoyos, whereas according to Rav, according to Shmuel, on the other hand, the Chachamim would say that all shloshten asurus lishtame zu im zu. So Rav has a kula in the shita of the Chachamim that even though the emtsoyos, according to the Chachamim, are also lishtameish im chitzonios, but nevertheless, according to Rav, the Chacham would be matir, the chitzonis to be mishtamish with the emtsoyis, whereas according to Shmuel's version in Chachomim, everything's also straight across the board. Shloshtan asuros lishtamish zem ze. And now the Gemara wants to bring a raya to Shmuel. Tanya kavase derab Yehuda liba de Shmuel. This transmission of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, with regard to the Mishnah in Shlosha Noshim Sheyoshnu Baderach, they fell asleep on the road, they're traveling on the road, and the two Chitzonim are further, and have to remain further from each other by 8 amos, the Emtsoy is right in the middle between them, and the din is that the two Chitzonim are Mutarim with the Emtsoy, and he with them, but the chitzonim are surim zem ze. And regarding that halacha, Omar of Shimon, lemad over domel leshalosh chatzeros hapsuchos zu lezu upsuchos gam leshusaravim ervu shtayim, meaning the chitzonios im hayem tzoyis, then the din is Zomevia mitoch pesa vocheles with Zomevia mitoch pesa vocheles. That since the three chatzeros, which are psuchos huesu, and they were ma'ariv, these two chatzeros were ma'ariv with the chatzer mtsoyis, then we understand that the din is that the chitzona achas brings in dover machel mitov beso, and that's brought into the chatzer mtsoyis vocheles shom vizu, and the chatzer shnia mevia, she also brings her food mitov beso into the chatzer mtsoyis vocheles shom, but zu the chitzona harishona mechazeres mosara, the extra nosar from her suda, she can actually bring back to the chatzer mtsoyis. I mean to say that the leftover from the suda with the chatzer mtsoyis l'tof pesa, she could bring it back into our house. Mizo, and the second is true of the second chitzon as well, that she too, even though she's mechazeres es mosara, whatever is no sum in the suda from the chatzer mtsoyis, we're talking about l'tof pesa, and chachomim omrim shlosh ton asuris lishtamish zu im zu. So let's summarize the brisa that would support the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. And Rabbi Shimon compared this case of the laws of Tchumen, meaning the case of three people that were limited to four Amma areas lying side by side with the middle person's area overlapping the other two, and the Mishnah had stated that the middle person is permitted to bring food and eat with either the outer chitzonios within the overlap, but the two chitzonios are prohibited from bringing food and eating one with the other. And he compares that to Sholosh Chatzeros Apsuchos Zu Es Zu. If you have three Chatzeros, open one to the other, and they're also open to Rishus Harab. And Irvu Shtayim Emtzos, the two outer Chatzeros joined with an Erev with the middle Chatzer. The resident of the outer Chatzer, let's call it the Rishona, is allowed to bring fruit from his house into the Emtzos and eat it there. The Zomeviya Betopes, the other, we'll call it the Chitzona Shnia, is allowed to bring food from its house and eat it in the middle chatzer, but zo mechazeres mosara litoch besa. Okay, now we're talking about leftover food. So the resident of one particular chitzona, chatzer chitzona, is allowed to return leftover food to his house, and the other resident of the other outer chatzer may likewise return his leftover food to his house. And that is the shita of Shimon. So you have a case of food that originated in the outer chatzer, and it cannot be transported to either the outer chatzer, since the two, let me say, to the other chatzer, we'll call it the outer chatzer, because the two outer chatzeros did not join in an erev together. Avol chachamim omrim, but chachamim say shlosh ton asuros, all three chatzeros are forbidden to each other. And since the brisa fails to state that according to Rav Shimon, the residents of the middle chatzer may carry from their houses into the outer chatzer, it seems that Rav Shimon would say that's asur. Now the Gemara points out that this teaching of Shmuel, that Rav Shimon prohibits residents of the middle chatzer to carry from their houses to the outer chatzeros, that reflects the view of Shmuel elsewhere. V'yazda Shmuel l'tamei. Shmuel is very consistent in his opinion. The Omer Shmuel, chotzer shebein shnei mevos. If you have a chotzer that's located between two mavuis, and it opens into each one of them, is erva im shneihem, asura im shneihem. If the chotzer joined in a separate erev with each of the two mavuis, then it prohibits both mavuis. In other words, the residents of this chotzer may not carry articles from their house into either one of these mavuis. And this ruling is identical to Shmuel's understanding of Shimon's position, which the Gemara earlier, back on Daf Mem Vav, had stated the principle of Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel B'Avel, and Rav Shimon's lenient opinion is acceptable in his dispute with the Rabbanon, and therefore, if Shmuel held that Rabbi Shimon permitted the residents of the middle chotzer to carry into the outer chatzeros, as Rabbim's fact does, then he would have not ruled here that the middle chotzer is prohibited with both mavuis. So let's review once again the Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Shmuel. And with regard to the din that the three people who slept on the derech, and there were two chitzonim who are rechokim, one from the other by 8 amos, the emtsoi is right in the middle between them, that the din is that the two chitzonim are mutarim im haemtsoi, for whom mutarimayim, but the chitzonim are sum zem ze. And on this, we have the statement of Rav Shimon, Lema Dover Dome, comparing it to the three chatzeros, Psucho Zula Zu, Psucho is coming right, that Ervu Shtaim Achitzonim Im Haimtzoim. And then the din is that Boze, that Zu, in other words, one chitzona, can bring food from its house into the Chatzerim Tzoyis and eat there, and the other chitzona could bring food into the from its house into the chotzer tzoyis v'ochel sham. And the chitzona rishona machazeres mosora l'soch besa. In other words, the resident of this outer chotzer chitzona can return his leftover food to his house. And likewise, Vizo, and the other chitzona shnia, is allowed to be machzeres mosora, that's left over from her meal, back into, from the chotzer mtzoyis, back into her bais. Aval chachamim omrim sheshloshtom asuros lishtamei zu v'zu. Now, since the braisa fails to state that according to Rav Shimon the residents of the middle chotzer may carry from their house to the outer chotzer, it's clear that Rav Shimon would prohibit this, and this is a riot to Shmuel. That in this braisa, Rabbi Shimon is matir for the chitzonos to be mishtamish with the emtsoyos, but he never went as far as to be matir the emtsoyos to be mishtamish with the chitzonos. And it's explicit in his words that the chitzonos bring their sudos into the emtsoyos, but he doesn't give the exact opposite example of the emtsoyos bringing their sudo into the chitzonos, and that would support Shmuel, who understood that Rabbi Shimon was not matir anything more than the chitzonos to mishtamish with the emtsoyos, but not to the emtsoyos to mishtamish with the chitzonos. Now, furthermore, it becomes clear from the braisa that the chachamim would prohibit shloshtam lishtamish zu bezu, and that again is against Rav, who holds that even the chachamim even though the Asr on the Imtzois to Mishtamish with Chitzonos, they would still be Mat the Chitzonos to Mishtamish with the Imtzois. So the Gemara now is going to clarify that Shmuel holds like his own Shita and is consistent with another din that Shmuel said in a different context. Shmuel, who holds that even Rav Shimon is Ein Shtei Rishus Mishamshin Lushus Achas, that even according to Rav Shimon, the Emtsoyos are not allowed to be Mishtamish with the Chitzonios. And this is Lishitoso, Diomar Shmuel, Chotzer, Shomedes Bein Shnei Mivos. So you have a Chotzer, which, let's say you have Batim, where the Batim spill into a Chotzer on both sides, and those batim are surrounded on the right and the left by mavos. So it means a psucha. He psucha mitzida ha'echelumavi echon mitzida shenumavi acher. So this chatzer opens up on the right side into one mavi, on the left side into another mavui. And regilim tayori hachotzer lotzeis v'lova v'me'achol derech shnei mavos. So the people who live and share that chotzer will go out during the week through any of these two openings into any of these two different mavos. So the statement of Shmuel says that im erva osa hachotzer im shneim. So if the chatzer joined in a separate eruv with each of the two muvos, right, that's called ervos a chatzer im shneim, with both muvos yachad, asura im shneim is prohibited with both muvos. In other words, the residents of this chatzer cannot carry from their houses to either of these two muvos. And why is that? Lefishi nimsheches achar shtei reshuyos shonos. V'hainu kishitas Rabbi Shimon ledivrei Shmuel b'sholosh chatzeros shehaim tzoyos asuris lishtamishim achaitzonis lefishi moshchin moshchos osa lishnei tzdodin. So here too we have another case of Moshchos Oso Lishnei Tzdodin, in a case where the Chotzer was Irva with both Mavos. So the residents of the Chotzer joined in one Erev with the other Chatzeres of one Mavui, and then joined in a second Erev with the other Chatzeros of the second Mavui. Now, I don't see, he has a little bit of a picture here, a diagram in the Masifta. I don't exactly see where in the picture he says, Irva Osa Chatzerim Shneim. He's saying Im Shneim. What is Im Shneim here? Irva Osa Chatzer Im Shneihem. Chatzer joined in a separate Eiv with each of the two Mavos. So the residents of the Chatzer joined in one Eiv with the other Chatzeros. There's more than one Chatzer over here. There's a Chatzeros of one Mavoi, and then there's a Chatzeros of the second Mavoi. I see. You have to look at this diagram carefully. And then what you'll see is that there's one chatzer that is surrounded on both sides, or I shouldn't say surrounded, maybe the word would be bordering on both sides with a mavi, two mavis, one mavi on this side and one on the other. But then you'll see that he has in the diagram another bunch of houses that share a chatzer on that, going into the mavi on that side, and another bunch of houses sharing a chatzer going into the mavi on the other side. So the key of keys here to link up with Reb Shimon is that, as we said before, Hein Moshe Chosos L'Shnei Tzadim, which means that if he's joining with a Mavui, if the Bnei HaChatzem Tzayis are joining with the Chatzer in the Mavui on this side, and then with the other Chatzer on the other side of the Mavui on that side, so therefore it's Moshe Chosos L'Shnei Tzadim. Hence, it's prohibited with both Mavois. Now, the residents of the Chatz in the middle cannot carry articles from their houses into either of those two Mavois because it's Moshe Chatz Osam L'Shnei Tzadim. So this is Shmuel consistent L'Shitaso because he holds like Rav, as far as Rav Shimon being Matir, the Emtsois, to be Mishtamish. No, I'm saying, if, let me put it that way, the if is the key word here. If he would have accepted Rav, that Rav Shimon is Matir for the Emtsois to Mishtamish for the Chitzonos, then he wouldn't have said this halacha in the case of the Chatzah between two Mavos, that if he was Ma'ariv im Shneim, it's Asurim im Shneim. But since Shmuel holds, now here we have to introduce the klal of halacha kedivrei hamekel ve'eruv. Therefore, he would paskin like Reb Shimon, who's the mekel, but yet he has to assume that Shmuel's kula is only to be matter the chitzonis to mishtamish with the emtsois, but the emtsois are pulled in two different directions, and therefore they cannot be mishtamish with the chitzonios. Hence, in the case of the chatz between two mavos, if the bnei chatz were ma'ariv and eriv with both mavos, meaning with both chatzeros that on the other right, the other extremes on the right and the left that share that mavui with that chatzer emtsois, then the chatzer ha'emtsois is asur l'shtamish imoyim. They can be mishtamish with him, meaning with that chatzer emtsois, but not the other way around. So that we understood. Now the Gemara at this point is going to continue to clarify the dinim that Shmuel said with regard to a chatzer between two mavos. Im lo erva chatzer im shneim, if the middle chatzer did not set up an eruv with the two mavos with either of the two mavos on the right or the left, then oseres al shneim, then the chatzer emtsois generates an iser on both of them to be metaltel from their chatzeros into the mavui. And why is that so? Lefishi yesh l'dayari ha-chotzer drisas regel b'muvos elu. Now when we talk about the dayari ha-chotzer, I'm assuming, if I'm not misleading you, that we're talking about the chotzer emtsois. Let's read the whole sentence. Lefishi yesh l'dayari ha-chotzer drisas regel b'muvos elu v'nidonim heim kidorim b'mavui u'me'achas shelo irvo imohem ha'reza gorim levatel se'irv sha'asu dayorim muvos li'atzman. So the chatzah didn't, and I think we're talking about the emtsois, did not join in this particular case with the chatzeres of either the two mavos to create an eruv, and therefore the chatzer prohibits the residents of all the other chatzeres to carry in both of these mavos, because the residents of the middle chatzer, that's what we said, the chatzer mitzvahs, have rites of passage into each mavui. So that chatzer, meaning the emtzos, is considered a constituent of each of the muvos, and if it fails to join an eruv with the other chatzeres of that mavui, it renders the eruv in the mavui incomplete and ineffective. Now, hoisa bi echad regila bi echad eina regila. Let's say the residents of this middle chatzer were accustomed to walk through one of the muvos, but not the other. So let's say they generally they travel to and from the street via one particular mavui on the right or the left, it doesn't matter whichever one it is zosha regila bo asur vize she'ena regila bo mutar. So as far as the mavui that they generally pass through, you know, they are accustomed to access the Rishus HaRabim by going through that particular mavui, then that's asur. In other words, the dayorim that live in the chatzer to the other side of this mavui cannot carry from their chatzeros into the mavui, because, as we said before, the dayori achatzer, since they're regilim, they have Jesus regal, they're considered nidonim kidorim b'mavui azeh, and they weren't ma'ariv with them. But zeh, the other mavui, she'ena regil ishtamish bo mutar l'dayori ha-mavui l'taltel b'socha. I think what he means by dayori ha-mavui here are the members of the chatzer to the other side of the mavui. And mutar, right, that's permitted. So even though technically the middle chatzer, the chatzer mitzvahs, has rites of passage to both mavos, but we consider it as affiliated or connected only with the mavi through which its residents normally travel. Therefore, when the chatzer fails to join in an eruv with the other chatzer that shares that other mavi, which again, as we say, technically the mitzvahs has rights to passage through the mavui, but nevertheless it never utilizes and implements those rites, and therefore that other extreme chatzer can set up their own eruv with regard to that mavui on that side. Now the Gemara brings some dinim that Rabba Bar Rav Huna formulated with regard to the way in which you were regila l'shtamash b'mavui echad. Om Rabba Rav Huna, Erva hachotzer im osa mavui she'ena regilish tamish bo, hutar hamavui shehi regilish tamish bo li'atzmo. In other words, the dayorim of that mavui are permitted to be metaltil from their chatzeros into the mavui. Why? Because of siluk. Lefisha silku dayore hachotzer es atzmon milishtamish b'movui zeh. Because once they made the eruv, I'm talking about the middle chatzer, made the eruv with that particular movui, that in effect implies a siluk of the dayori chatzer and the emtzos from using the other movui, and they're no longer considered as if they're dorim in that mavui, and therefore their absence in participation in the eruv for that mavui is not relevant to the dayori mavui. So this is an interesting halacha of siluk, and let's see if we can add a little bit. He says, by becoming incorporated with the other mavui through eruv, the residents of the middle chatzer have disassociated themselves from their normal mavui, and therefore they don't restrict it. And furthermore, Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Omer Shmuel im Erev Rogili Atzmo, if the Movi in which the residents of the Middle Chatzah were accustomed to walk make its own Erev, and the other Chatzeres in that Movi joined together in an Erev. So, Erevu Dayore HaMovi Shohisa Osa Chatzah Regilish Tamishbo Beinom Levein Atzmo Lo Erevu Im Dayore Chatzah. So again, we're talking about the Chatzah Regilish Tamishbo Vizesha Ein Regilabo Lo Eruv, and the Dayorin of the Mavui that the Bnei HaChatzah HaMtzois were not Regilim Lishtamishbo, they didn't join in an Eruv even Beinom Levein Atzmom. Vehi HaChatzah Atzma Lo Eruva, the middle Chatzah never said an Eruv with either one of these two Mavos, is Dochim Osa Eitzel She'ena Regila Lishtamishbo. Dochim Osa Shetkanis V'teitze B'Shabbos Zu Eitzel Osa Mavui She'ena Regila Lishtamishbo. Why? Lefisha Dayori osa mavui lo irvu beinam levein atzma mele asurim hein betilta betocha mavin imta she'ein drisas regel shel dayori achotzer goras mehem klal ach ein dayori achotzer rashoim likones v'leitze derech osa mavui shahoyu Regilim bo tamid lefisha bnei oso mavui hinichu erev beinam levein atzma rashoim hem letaltel besoch hamavui v'imtia lebnei chotze drisas regal aleihem harei mekalkulin es eruvam shel dayori hamavui. Let's go just to review the logic of Rabba Bar Rahuna in the last statement in Shmuel. If all things were equal, then the chotzer would be, I'm talking about the middle chatz, will be connected with its regular mavli, what we call regilish tamishpa. But in this case, carrying in the mavli, which is seldom used by the middle chatzer, it's better if we associate or call it affiliate the chatzer emtsoes with the middle chatz of with the mavui that he rarely uses. And the reason for that is because this is going to benefit the regular mavui. Why? Because the middle chatzer did not make an eruv, and that's going to mess up the mavui, the bnei mavui that want to have access to the particular mavui that's usually used by the bnei haemtzais. However, if we can somehow link up the Bnei HaMtzois with the other Mavui, meaning the Mavui that he seldom uses, then that's going to be advantageous for the Bnei HaMavui that made an Eruv with that Mavui that's usually Regila. And the question is, well, how could that Eruv be valid if the Bnei HaChatzah HaMtzois usually use that mavui, and now they weren't part of the Eruv, right? It was only the Bnei HaChatzah who made an Eruv together for that mavui, but what about the Chatzah HaMtzois? He's not around. So the answer is, this is our solution. We're going to link up the Bnei HaChatzah HaMtzois with the mavui that ain't a regular bow. And why? Because this is Kofan Albita Stone, we'll explain in a minute, but basically we're going to benefit the Chatzeros that did make an Eruv with the regular mavui by doing so. And it doesn't in any way cause a hefsed, any sort of adversely affect basically anybody, because since the Bnei Amovri Amtsoi didn't make any Erev, not here, not there, so they don't have access to any of the Chatzeros, and therefore the Bnei Achotzer of the Mavui She'eno Rogil Bo, they don't have a shot at being Matir, their Mavui, because the Bnei Achotzer Amtsois didn't chime in and chip into the Erev. But if we link up and associate the Bnei Achotzer Amtsois with the Mavui She'eno Rogil Bo, then as far as that, you know, the Bnei Achotzer and their relationship vis-a-vis the Mavui She'eno Rogil Bo, nothing was lost over here, because in any event they couldn't have a valid Erev with that Mavui. But what we'll gain is, now we've deflected, so to speak, the Bnei Achotzer away from the Chotzer Rogil Bo, and that's where the Bnei Mavui had made an Erev, and now that Erev becomes valid. And the Gemara adds, the residents of the Chatzers that open into the regular Mavi now carry into it, and Kagon Zekofen Almida Stone. We coerce people against emulating the behavior of stone. So we compel people to benefit others when it involves no loss to themselves. And this is a perfect case. And that's where we got up to. So at this point, we're going to stop, and we'll make a note that we got up to Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hamakbid al Eruvo, and you know, this is midway through Memtes Amud Aleph, and that's where we'll pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow.